Is your heart still burning? Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 569. And today, a post-Easter reflection, the way of the burning heart. I hope you've got a post-Easter heartburn, not a chocolate egg overload heartburn, but the Emmaus Road heartburn. Do you remember what happened to those two Emmaus Road followers of Christ after the resurrection? They were confused. They were disheartened. Have a look in Luke chapter 24, because things hadn't turned out as they had expected. As they said in verse 21, we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Sometimes we can miss the point, just like Cleopas and his companion. Jesus did come to redeem Israel, just not in the way they thought. He came to constitute a new Israel with a new covenant. This time, God's law would be on the heart, not on stone tablets. Those two disciples needed more teaching, and in his grace and his mercy, Jesus provided that. As a result, they find an inner compulsion to retrace their steps and tell others of their encounter with the risen Jesus. Verse 35, then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. We could take several lessons from this remarkable encounter. However, what sticks with me is how they talked to each other after Jesus has made himself known and then moved on, leaving them to reflect on the experience. In verse 32, they said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? Why were their hearts burning? Was it guilt or fear or regret? I don't think so. And why were their hearts not burning before they met Jesus? What was missing? What was the difference? Shouldn't they have already been kind of fired up? I mean, they knew the tomb was empty. They knew some women had met angels who told them Jesus was alive. So they knew the evidence. And as far as we know, they didn't question it. Still, dullness of heart was their settled state until Jesus showed up. See, I believe their hearts burned because Jesus connected their knowledge about the resurrection with himself. They went from the head to the heart as he walked with them. He taught them from the scriptures. He ate with them. And so a life punctuated with knowledge about Jesus suddenly became a life walking with Jesus. No wonder they were changed. No wonder their hearts burned. It's important we don't allow the Easter passion to pale as the chocolate fog fades, because our Lord lives. And because he lives, we have hope. You have hope. I have hope. Hope for what? Well, maybe that's a good prayer focus for today or the week ahead, is praying about your hope, the hope that's yours because Jesus lives. Prayers that might begin something like, thank you, Father, that Jesus lives. Keep my heart burning. And because he lives, I fill in the blank there. Because he lives, what? What does it mean to you? You might like to meditate on the great song, Because He Lives by the Gaithers. Here's the chorus. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. What are your thoughts about this? How do you process the because he lives thought? Let me know. Share your thoughts, insights, or questions with me and the other listeners. And if you haven't yet, grab a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines by signing up for my newsletter at the website. Till the next time, he lives, and because he lives, take care, and God bless.